welcome to Beautiful Subconscious. I hope you are actually loving more and more nowadays your subconscious. I really hope you are becoming more aware of the power you possess within yourself, that you have on tap at any microsecond of existence and intelligence that runs through you and in and around you, that's in constant communication to give you the awareness of where and why these blocks that you're experiencing in your world exist. And then also what you want, that dream and that desire, that's got its own existence already. There's a frequency and an intention and an energy that's like that. These ideas, to think of that idea is requiring energy and frequency for that to formulate in your mind. So therefore there's something in existence for that to be created. You can attune your own frequency, your internal frequency, your internal vibration to match that of that outcome, so you can close the gap between, you know, collapse the space and the time between. So therefore you turn it from energy into matter. You actualize that outcome in real time. It is just epic, the intelligence that you possess. So I hope that you realize that your subconscious is the greatest thing that you can master, because when you master your subconscious, you master your epic life from the inside out. And so you're not feeling that void within where you're like, oh my God, I've got all this incredible luxurious things in and around me, but I feel soulless. You can close that gap. So how you feel on the inside mirrors how you feel on the outside, and what you see and what you've created out on the outside. That is how powerful you truly are. So I'm here recording some episodes, and I thought, I spotted my mantra intention cards, and I am going to make it a thing that I pull a card every episode, because I have no doubt in my mind that this card will be relevant to the topic that we'll be speaking on today. And also, whenever you listen to this podcast episode, it's going to be relevant for you in that time space reality. So this could be, you know, weeks from now, years from now. Whenever you feel this draw to listen to this episode, it's because you are subconsciously drawing to something that is here for you. So lean in, allow yourself to have that. So the card that I'm pulling today is, oh, I love. I am a sovereign being living my best life. I am a sovereign being living my best life. Yes, I love that so much. And I love the way that this works. Of course, it ties into the topic that we're talking about today. And that topic is, why do the same problems keep coming up? Why do I keep having the same issues, the same stories, the same problems? I keep just showing up like, WTF, I'm doing all the things. So I'm going to lean this beautiful card of, I am a sovereign being living my best life, just against my water bottle, which you can't see. And get stuck right into this episode, because I think absolutely this all ties in. Like, how much are you really embodying that I am a sovereign being living my best life? Are you focusing your energy and your frequency and your vibration to that reality, that knowingness, that very realness? Or are you focusing on these problems that keep coming up in your life, which, look, I get, and there's no blame for that. And it's so very relevant for all of us. But it's like, you know, even in this moment, it's just like, okay, we're choosing to focus on a problem. We're choosing to see it as a problem. Therefore, what we choose to see, we're going to keep allowing and drawing into our worlds. So I love this. Yes to the intention cards, because it always all ties in. So that's what we're going to talk on today. Why do the same problems keep coming up? And my 5 tips as to how to handle that, like give you some tools when that shows up. Okay, so our problems, they keep showing up potentially for, in my opinion, 1 or 2 things. There can be a bunch, but I'm going to focus on 2 today. There are unresolved blind spots that you can't see unconsciously, or they're in your unconscious, in your subconscious, that it's like, I'm looking for my sunnies. I'm lifting up my books. I'm checking and rummaging through my bag. I'm like pulling the place apart to realize that they've been on my head the whole time. I just couldn't see it. And that's the same thing with what's going on in terms of the opportunity of growth with these problems. If they keep showing up, you could have unresolved blind spots. You can have unresolved emotions or experiences that are in your blind spots of your subconscious. And that, and or because you're attached to your problems, and to attach yourself or integrate and embody your best life in accordance to this card can be so completely terrifying, because on a deeper level, that means that's going to be a death of an identity. And so therefore, if you don't have your problems to focus on, then who are you? And then that might change up the way that you relate to some people in your lives, that the dynamic might shift. And then that could lead to other fears of abandonment and rejection and isolation. And so that would seem more scarier than actually embodying your best life, which makes no logical sense. Or consciously, we're just like, that sounds BS. I feel like I want to live my best life, but sometimes your subconscious isn't on board. And so why isn't it on board? There's a part of our brain called the amygdala that houses our survival emotions. And sometimes these survival emotions get triggered from a snapshot of our past, a memory that we've banked within our subconscious that at that time created some sort of reaction from fear. And so this reaction created a trigger to your survival emotions. And at that time when it happened, it may have been a stress that you didn't have the wisdom to really navigate through. You may not have had the higher knowingness, like, okay, this isn't about me, this is actually about them. Or you may not have had the integrated nervous system that you have now to really move yourself through, like, this is actually not a threat. And so my body doesn't need to behave like it's under threat. And so you could have things that are playing out. And again, autonomic nervous system, it's always just looking around what's happening and just deciphering threat, non-threat, staying alive, not staying alive, and just putting it through its categories, and then its equivalent filters through those relevant categories. And so if your amygdala, or if your mind is spotting an unconscious threat or something that it had banked as a threat, then it's going to trip up the same survival emotion that it had linked to it in order to survive. So these emotions are to get you feeling something, to get you moving, to get you doing, to get you staying alive. And so you could have had these survival emotions tied to running, to fighting, to feeling under threat, to not feeling deserved enough to receive reward and pleasure. Whatever you had tied your emotions to, it all lands in the amygdala. And so you could be playing out this reversal every day, this psychological reversal where your conscious mind's like, yeah, I'm ready to be living my best life. I'm ready to nail having my ideal dream clients for my business that I'm running. Like, I've created this course and I'm ready. I'm drawn upon, like, let's go. It's freaking go time. But your subconscious could be like, you know what? We're actually not, because then if you're not struggling, then I don't know how I'm going to stay alive, because that's what we've always done. So I'm just going to just dial up the struggle street circuitry. So then we struggle, and then I stay alive, you stay alive, and we're good. So you're having this internal conflict playing out that you are unaware of, this psychological reversal. You may think like, all right. And then there's layers to that too, where you could say like, I'm ready. I want my business to do well. I want this dream relationship. I want this amount of wealth. I want to be handling my money better in a more sense of assuredness. I want my health to, you know, to optimally stay consistent, or stay optimally consistent. I don't know if that landed or how, but you get what I'm kind of saying here. And so you could want one thing consciously, but your subconscious could want something else. So the wants will activate a different part of your brain. Your needs, again, will activate a different part of your brain. Like, what I need now is this relationship. I need this relationship to work. And a need can sound like a very lack energy, but we're just going to play with the words. Like, you're consciously saying that you need something, but then your subconscious saying it needs something else. You could believe something. Like, I believe that I am ready for this. And then your subconscious is like, I believe that we're not. And so you're having these playing out. Or it could be like, you know, I don't believe that I can pull this off, whatever it is, this launch, this committed relationship, this amount of wealth. And you could be believing that consciously, like, yeah, it's true. And subconsciously, it's also could be confirming that. So you're not in conflict, but obviously you're not moving forward in the direction that you truly align to. Or it could be the other way around where the subconscious is like, I actually do believe that. So it's just getting what's happening in your subconscious and your conscious in alignment, because when they are humming the same song, then it's going to be really clear with what you want. And then so that song is going to, that radio station is going to, the messaging of that, say, we'll hear it way more clearly. And then that outcome is going to be able to be drawn to you a lot more easier. That's what we want. And so why do we keep circulating in these same problems then? Why do these problems keep coming up? Because you could have a secondary gain of this problem where it's keeping you alive, it's keeping an identity alive, and it could be keeping a relationship dynamic fed. And so you're like, without this problem, then who am I? What if that changes my relationships? That's going to change my life. What if that means it's going to change for the worst? And so you're living still in fear, and your subconscious will know where the root source of that fear is and where it's located, why it's there, to understand it in order to set it free. So when you're running the same problems and they keep showing up and they're interfering with living your best life because you're a sovereign being, what do you do? Like, here are my 5 tips on when these same problems come up. And it'll tie into this card, which is beautiful. Firstly, you've got to be aware of a problem. You've got to be aware that there is a problem. You've got to be aware that, like, all right, this stuff is happening more and more. Like, what the actual heck is happening? 2, determine the commonalities of how it shows up. So it's like, all right, so I've got this difficult client. She's just difficult in, like, communicating. There's difficulty in our communication. You know, she might not be communicating. She might be ghosting. She or he or they. You may find that you're having difficulty in communication within your relationship. Also, you're like, all right, what is happening here? Why is this showing up in my relationship too? You could be having difficulty in the way that your body is communicating to you, aka you could get an injury. You could feel really fatigued. You could feel like, I was doing so well with my workouts and now I get sick. Like, what the heck is happening there? You could have difficulty in your wealth. Like, yeah, like, I'm trying to communicate, like, this is what I want for, you know, my financial goals, but then also that want is not communicating down to your actions and your actions could be doing a completely different thing. And therefore the result isn't occurring. So it's like that example of communication, say, is the commonality here. Like, there's difficulty in the way that things are being communicated, being received, being heard, being shared, being exchanged. That's just one example. It could be like, you know what, I'm having these people, you know, stay with me for a certain amount of time and then they bail. This abandoning of me. It can be like their client, I was with them for so long and then they abandoned this relationship, that it gets to a certain point and then they abandon my health. I do really well at the gym and then my body abandons me. Wealth, I make a certain amount and then the money abandons me. That's the commonality here. So you got to find and just got to sit with it and just start to really observe the synchronicities that are always occurring in and around in service for you, in service of you. 3, take radical accountability. Knowing that this is for me, what is this showing me? So it kind of like those 2 examples there, or it could be like, I just don't fully trust in myself. Like, I don't fully trust to press go on that launch yet. I don't fully trust myself to be all in on this relationship. Because what if I get hurt? What if, you know, they reject me? What if, like, I finally show myself and allow that in and then they ridicule or, you know, leave? It could be, I don't trust my body. I feel like I've got to be really sure. Like, I hear some people before they go away, they're like, all right, I'm not going to see anyone in the lead up to it because I don't want to get sick before this holiday. Like, can you feel the energy behind that? The lack of trust that they have in their bodies and in the outcome and the fear driven behind it. It's true and it's real and it just is. There's no blame or anything on that regard, but it's just like, it just is. And it's just like, okay, why? And so taking a radical accountability of what this is here to show me so you can find out why. And so this, say, 4 would be, what would be the opposite of that? What would be the polarity of that? So this trust, like this lack of trust, this distrust of my body, this distrust that I'm not going to get sick before my holiday, this distrust of this launch is going to do well. This distrust of he's not committed in this relationship. This distrust playing out. What is the polarity of that? Yes, we could obviously understand that trust could and should and would possibly be its polarity. But for you, you could have a different energy that will balance that out. That mistrust could really just mean like, I need compassion. I need compassion for my body. And trust that it would do fine, but just compassion that she is doing her best. Compassion for myself for showing up. Compassion for my relationship that we're all just trying to do our best here. Compassion for myself and my income and just allowing that compassion of my wealth that money is here for me. It's not out to get me. There's compassion in it too that I will and can and am deserving of making that money. And that could be your polarity to mistrust. And again, only you will know. So it's sitting in that distrust, feeling it and noticing how it's showing up. But the key word here is actually feeling it because we love to intellectualize it so much that we try to bypass the feeling part. And that is the most game-changing part. That's the most vital. You got to feel it. So feel into it. And then what would be the opposite of that? What is that part of me who doesn't trust in this launch? What does she need? Maybe the mistrust, its polarity is courage. Like I'm correct. Like I just feel the courage just to go for it. That's the polarity here for the mistrust. And so when you find its buddy, when you find its two sides, it's going to make sense to you more so than anybody else. And then you got to find the way to integrate them both. So I see you, mistrust, and I understand that you're trying to keep me safe. I understand that this is a form of protection that I've constructed, and I now see you and understand you, and I'm going to integrate you in with courage. And how do I integrate? You do the courage. You take that action. You understand it. You embody it, and you just do the thing. And so the mistrust of that relationship, you take the courage just to be all in. Because should that relationship not actually work, you're going to feel so much more aligned to you and the truest version of you because you were courageous enough to be all in, courageous enough to show up and show all parts of you, courageous enough to allow love in. You would rather that than not show courage or allow yourself to be courageous and sit in the field of mistrust all day. Like you haven't gotten anywhere and you haven't certainly received anything. Other than the same perpetual problem, which is what we're talking about right now. And so once you integrate your polarities, you let them both go now. You let them both go and you consciously choose which one you want. I consciously choose courage. I see you, mistrust, and I validate you and I understand what you need now is the support of courage. And together now I am choosing courage. I am choosing to live my best life. I'm choosing to see and embody my sovereign being. I'm choosing to see these, in inverted commas, problems as opportunities. I'm choosing to see these problems and understand that they're there, but I'm choosing to see something else. So it's different from avoid, avoid, avoid of, yeah, the problems aren't here. It's like, okay, I see you. I understand you. I understand what you're needing or what your buddy or the polarity of you is. Because when we're working in the spaces of polarities, like mistrust and courage in this case, it's just like a seesaw. Like we've just been hanging out in mistrust. What does it need to balance it out is courage. And when you're landing in that balanced state, that's when you can take the action from a more stable, aligned space. And I consciously choose now to move forward to living my best life. So when the same problems keep coming up, ask yourself, are there blind spots that I just not seeing right now? So how do I see them? I start to see the problems and I'm aware of the problems. Number two, then I determine the commonalities. I'm becoming aware of the ways it keeps showing up and the ways that I keep feeling and the ways that it's being projected outwardly. Like distrust or this difficult client, they're not communicating. Where are you not choosing to communicate parts of yourself? So just seeing the synchronicities. Take radical accountability. And this isn't to say that everything is your fault. No, it's taking radical accountability of how you're choosing to respond, how you're choosing to learn from this. That is what that radical accountability is. It's like, yeah, you could have people doing some really, you know, crappy things to you, and they're just coming from the level of availability and tools that they, the level of awareness that they have available to them. But at the same time, you have a choice on how you respond, how you react, and how you let it affect you. So I'm going to say that again. You have a choice when these crappy things happen of how you respond, how you react, and how you allow it to affect you. And then from there, what would be the opposite? What would be its polarity? What would be this frustration's polarity? It could be like just a little forgiveness. Just forgive yourself. Like, this is where you're at. Just a little love and kindness, a little bit of like just peace. Like, actually, can you just take a rest? You'll know within yourself intuitively what the polarity is. And then you integrate them both. You see them both as they are. You ramp up its polarity so you find that equilibrium. And then you consciously choose the direction you want to move forward in. That is how you understand why these problems keep coming up and what it is that you can do to help navigate through so you can live your best life. So that's it. I would love it if you could let me know how you found this episode. If you found it helpful, please share it around with someone who might be circulating these same problems. Let them listen to this and see if like what they can take from it. Like a nugget and a seed planted in their subconscious will flower into something that will be so useful for them consciously. And if you have loved this episode, please give it a review. Please give it a like, subscribe. I would love just your support as well as your feedback as to what you're getting from these episodes, because how we can get you more dialed into your subconscious is the way forward for all of us. When we consciously move in this direction of like, right, we have the power to move and shift and attune, there is nothing off the table. That's what I want for us all. So thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your ears. I appreciate your time. And until next week, take care of you.
Audience exclusive.